Hey everybody, a real quick message. If you have not made it over to our YouTube channel to see our session zero of Chrome Trigger Run, we are uploading the audio version tomorrow. So if you are interested in that, make sure to check out the description for the RSS feed there, or stay tuned to our link tree and or our socials for when we drop that. All right, on to episode 120. I think if I were to rank top 10 best anime betrayals, my own list, I think one would be Judas betraying Jesus, and two would be Malus betraying Grimshaw and the rest of the Order, Milani.
You just went right to the original, huh?
I did.
Damn.
I went to numero uno. So what are your favorite betrayals?
I just like how the three of us have no idea what his betrayal means, because we don't know who the fuck this dude is or who any of these people are. we'll just take your word for it, I guess.
Yeah, we'll just mark him.
Just like flashback to Grimshaw and Malus just having late night heartfelt conversations about their dreams and aspirations. You see that they're baking like cookies together, throwing flour at each other. You see them prancing in a field of roses, because Milani, obviously.
Right, yeah, of course,
getting
yeah.
all cut up, and then you see them tending each other's wounds, and now this.
It's a real Sam and Frodo situation, except it's Sam betraying Frodo in this instance.
Little Johnny's in the background at the time. Oh. That was another betrayal.
That's another betrayal.
It was. Literally, what happened to Little Johnny? Like, obviously, Malus, conscripted him to the Scarlet Triad. There's no other explanation.
Somehow, through some butterfly effect situation.
Yeah.
There was a betrayal there, too.
And then there'll be a flashback where it just goes, it's Malo just going like, oh, who do you like, Grimshaw? Yeah, I don't know. Which girl's kind of cool? And then, boom, transforms her.
he just twists
the knife while it's inside.
He had a list of names, and he crosses her name down at the bottom and writes it directly at the top.
Yeah.
And betray this one first.
And it's like, who do you most admire here? I really like Sir Thorne. I really look up to him as a paladin. All right, okay.
Yep,
he has strong legs.
Break legs. Got it. What are you writing there, Malus? Oh, no, just, grocery order.
Tell me, what is your favorite part here in our secret hideout? I just love the respect that's placed on the Champions of Milani. All right, Champions of Milani, undead, question mark.
Cuts to him later, slapping an orphan.
It's just because I feel like it. Ah!
Let's see, going, speaking of OG betrayals, first one that comes to mind is Julius Caesar.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was betrayed by the Roman Council as well as his dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
Woof.
Brutus.
Et tu, Brute?
That is the first one thing that came to mind.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, besides that, God, if I'm going fictional, anything from Game of Thrones at this point.
I was
going
to do the Red Wedding, so thanks, Mark.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, Littlefinger, betraying Ned.
Yeah.
In the very first.
Oh, God, that was dirty, too.
No, he was being a piece of shit. And not just Littlefinger, it was the, I forgot the captain of the Watch at that point, too. It wasn't, blanking on his name, wasn't Selmy, but he was the one that was like, Ned, we are behind you as well, you have my guards, and then also betrayed him. just betrayal after betrayal.
Yeah.
In one episode. Or chapter.
Yeah, Red Wedding one was bad. That was the one I was going to go with. The phrase being dicks.
I think George R. R. Martin not finishing the books was the greatest betrayal of those books.
Thanks. Going straight for the jugular.
Yeah.
I felt that one.
He went for the meta betrayal.
As soon as the show's caught up to the books and passed them, you were just like, well, this sucks.
Yep. Well, yep. It's all going to suck now.
And that last season. Oh, woof.
Last three seasons, really.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, the second they couldn't copy a great writer's work, they turns out their talent was hacked.
I don't follow like George R. R. Martin conspiracies, I'm sure this exists, but I think he has finished all the books, and they will be released by his trust after he dies. I don't think he's going to release the books in his lifetime. I think they're just
In case they suck.
Yeah,
and he's just like, well, I'm dead.
Yeah, he's doing anything else. Like, he's developing other HBO shows. He's doing anything but releasing those books.
And he worked on Elden Ring, by the way.
Yeah, it's literally been like...
Which is funny.
It's been like 10 or 11 years since Dance with Dragons came out. Like, he's done the last two or three books, whatever it's going to be. They're just sitting in a safe, and it is part of his trust that when he dies... they're going to be released by his publishing company. Like that.
Whoa.
I'm certain that is going to happen. Because I do not think he's going to release those books.
Conspiracy theories were last week.
Well, this conspiracy theory ties into a betrayal to his fans.
Yeah. And there's a note on the safe that says, hold until Kelly McCoy dies.
Yeah. Fucking good job, Martin.
I don't really have any betrayals that come to mind.
Tim doesn't watch sad TV.
I don't. I really don't watch
any sad TV.
There
was probably Betrayal in Adventure Time somewhere.
There probably was.
Or SpongeBob. I
probably blocked it out.
Wait, the number of times that Ice King was like, I'm good now. Princess!
The Lich was pretending to be, what's his face? That was really sad. Billy. That was a sad betrayal.
It was a sad betrayal. Well, see, a betrayal in my mind, like when you're pretending to be someone else, like a completely different person, I don't know. It doesn't really come across to me as a betrayal, you know?
Mm-hmm. But betrayal is more personal, in your opinion? Like, is that the one you're going with?
You know who the person is, but then you realize that you don't know who the person is.
Well,
not that they're a completely different person.
I mean, a really good one is Star-Lord. From Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, his dad was a planet-sized deity who had a son with this woman, and then eventually was just like, my son will come meet me one day. He's like, but you know what? I'm going to give her cancer for no reason. And I think that Star-Lord had the best response to that, which was shooting him in the face
immediately.
Like, you killed my mom.
See, the thing that always got me on that too was like, all Ego had to do was not say anything. But
yeah.
Exactly. His name, Ego. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, if I come up with one, I'll tell y'all later.
All right.
Just in the middle of another topic at the top of the episode, just completely derail the whole thing. I'll just throw it in.
When the ring betrayed Gollum.
Yeah, but you guys are coming up with them.
That is a pretty good one. Not many people... I remember when I was reading back through this book. Sorry, this is going to be a really, really different tangent. But I remember when I was reading back through those books years ago and realizing that the ring itself was not just an item, it was a sentient thing. It was just stuck with Gollum. And it had this thing where it was like trying to get back, and so it was just latching onto whatever it could. It just hilariously fell into the most pitiful creature in existence. And so the fact that it's like, yeah, of course it betrayed Gollum. It got where it wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so like that's one of the things that I find really interesting is that it's not just a thing that has power. It's a living thing. It's like an entity that is like trying to like sway you and stuff like that. So, so you're right. And the ring did betray Sméagol or Gollum. Yeah, that's a good one. I hadn't thought about that, but that is a good one.
Hmm. When is the real question is, when does the Morningstar of Milani get to betray Grimshaw?
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that, but
when Benson picks it up and then it like clings to Benson.
Uh-huh. It'll betray you whenever I'm tired of dealing with your meat wall.
I know, right?
I want you to bring a new character in.
Yeah. Oh, the Morningstar comes alive.
Yep. Like a dancing weapon.
It's sentient. Now it can choose what all of its attack rolls are, and it always goes for ones. Oh.
It immediately goes into the ocean. Just because.
No, come back!
It sprouts a little faster. Vine, rose vine hands and feet, and just starts running away.
Milani wants it back.
Well, obviously, the theme of today's episode is going to be this betrayal that happened at the end of the last episode. Mm-hmm. So, I want to know where your guys' head was at while Malus was in a cage, supposedly, begging you guys to stop. Was there any point of view that was kind of just like, there's something happening here, and I don't know if he's totally in control of himself? Is it one of those things that, like, I knew he was planning something the whole time? Was it like, maybe he is sort of a victim, or maybe he got caught up in something that he wasn't, you know, that betrayed him, even?
I was suspicious of him the second we opened the door.
Okay.
Technically, I was detecting magic, and you should have told me the cage was an illusion.
Uh-huh. That's also true.
But I'm okay.
Yeah, Elf didn't really, I mean, like, he kind of paid him any mind, but like as soon as the door opened and a, you know, creature that is vastly powerful kind of comes out, kind of attention just swayed to that. So yeah. Every time he's just like, no, stop, and you're like, what the fuck, man, like, I want to kill this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor and shut the hell up.
Yeah, seriously. It was like, dude, we're trying to save your ass, why are you being such a little pitiful creature?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Grimshaw, he has always had his suspicions, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he is a person that needs hard proof before before really casting that sort of blame on someone. So he did definitely think that he was caged. And I think in that moment, he suspected that there was a higher power at work or someone more mysterious. He even thought about Marvin, like, Marvin's missing. And so there was a moment where he's like, well, maybe Marvin orchestrated all this. He wouldn't really suspect Marvin to do that, but he's like, I mean, crazier things have happened. So that's why in between, like, rounds, Grimshaw is asking Malus, like, where did the undead come from? Like, what's going on here? And he just kept being kind of dodgy and, like, not really helpful. I think that's when Grimshaw was getting suspicious. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he was 100% surprised when he, quote-unquote, broke out of the cage. He thought it was a real cage, but he thought he would just, like, pop out of it. Like, ha-ha, I wasn't locked.
Ha-ha. I had a key on me the whole time.
So I think he was focused on bringing down the obvious combatant and mm-hmm. then dealing with Malus, regardless of what state he was in, whether he was actually captured or not.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I just blame Grimshaw for rushing ahead so quick.
Yeah.
Not giving it time to scope out this, but
yeah. But I mean, that's one of the things that you know, because you guys do the whole, like, you know, buff pony thing before you go into a place.
True.
That is the risk you take. Is that. You have a time limit if you want to get stuff done. So,
because you know, like, good perception, man. They just seem to be like, wow, these bars look weirdly clean. Why are they so clean?
Well, at the end of last episode, I ended with High Enchanter Malus casting a chain lightning spell, clearly targeting Grimshaw first, as this is how chain lightning works. So, Timmy, I believe you rolled, and I think you saved.
20. Yes, I believe I did.
Okay.
It's okay if we keep the cameras rolling while I try to log into my Path Builder account, because I don't see anything.
Oh. Yeah, good.
I think I just got logged out, because I'm pretty sure I... Gosh, this is awful.
Top 10 betrayals.
Top 10 betrayals. Path builder.
Path builder.
Okay, yeah, log in. Okay. I was like, why do I not see Grimshaw's character sheet?
No.
I was like,
that's an open character. That was just Jake deleting the character. He's just like,
yeah, you're dead.
You're dead.
Okay, there he is.
Rakshasa casts Thanos snap.
All right. I'm good. Okay. We're all good. It's all there. All
right. So you saved last time, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you will be taking half damage.
Okay.
Half damage is 26 points of damage.
Oh!
Well, that's not good.
Oh!
No, chain lightning is freaking brutal.
Oh!
I get it next level,
so
I think.
So much damage. Good.
Oh, could you breathe it out of your mouth? That'd be really cool.
Flavor-wise, he'd totally good. Benson, I need you to now make a reflex save.
Eighteen on the die for.
Benson has been on fire.
I know.
I rolled that. I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna fail. 32.
So success. So you take 26 points of lightning damage.
Ow.
Kezzer.
Oh boy, this is okay. Yep, that's about right.
I believe in you. I'm raising my hands, giving you my power.
27.
That is a fail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For 53 electricity damage.
Oh,
except wow. I have my claws out, so it's only 43.
There we go.
Oh, that's a big chunk off. I didn't know it was resistance 10.
Yeah, resistance
pretty
10.
Solid.
Because nice. they're heightened at this level.
Oh, I knew that they scaled. I wasn't too sure what the ratio was, but yeah.
I think they scale at 5th level and 9th level.
Wow. Okay,
so,
cool.
9th level spell, so it'll scale again at level 18 or something.
Nice.
Take that, Jake.
And then Elkwood. It hops to you as well.
Alright.
God damn, that hurt.
That's right. Because, you know, reflex is my worst thing.
Of course.
That's a 41.
So 41. So
that's
that is
a 19 on the die.
That will be a critical success, which turns into a double critical success, which means that
I redirect it.
You Zuko take the charge and shoot it back at Melis.
I mean, I'm within 30 feet, so I could easily do it.
That's how it works.
That's how that works.
Wait, I wonder why I was talking to that old tea merchant so much.
Would 28 have moved it to a success?
No.
Okay.
Alright. Alright, so that was his turn, dealing out a ton of damage. Kezra, it is your turn.
Oh man, so Kezra just took a lightning bolt up the ass, and it's not feeling great. Alright, so that came from Malus, right?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Wizard geez. Fight!
I just learned my spells through something. I don't have to read books.
Alright, I'm going to do something stupid. I cast Chromatic Wall right below him, across the room, so he cannot see us anymore.
Okay.
Whoa. Take that, nerd.
Yeah. Alright, Alright, so there's a...
There's an opaque wall of... Let's see what color?
Oh, yeah. Let's find out the color first. And then I will draw one just to get an idea of what we're doing here.
There's an opaque wall of yellow light stretching across the room.
Yellow light. Okay. So let me see if I get
FFP
this right.
Wall.
So he Is does it? Not have line of sight to us. He must enter the wall or cast Disintegrate on the wall.
Okay. So
Jake's right, well, don't mind if I do.
Disintegrate? Let's see. Oh, there's Felios. So
he will probably have to roll a knowledge check to know that.
Well, of course, yeah. Okay, so I did draw a wall in front of him. Is that where you wanted that wall?
It's exactly where I want that wall.
Got it. Okay.
Wow.
All right, so there's
I think it would extend through to the other room, because there's a doorway there.
That's true. I don't know if it would go through the doorway, only because, like, the door itself would, like, depending on where the door swings and stuff like that, so...
I guess it's a 50% chance, then.
All right, sure. Go ahead and roll a 50% chance. Go.
Yeah.
The higher the better.
Natural 20.
All right, there we go.
Shove him through the wall.
Yes.
This wall is stronger than the last wall.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right, so there is a wall going through, going from the western side of this room, going all the way past the door frame of where Grimshaw and the Rakshasa are fighting, all the way to the other side of the wall.
This wall crackles with electricity, by the way.
Ooh.
Excellent. Okay. It comes to the... Oh, is that the end of your turn? Sorry.
Yes, that's the end of my turn.
Okay. All right, so it comes to the Raja Rakshasa's turn. Mm. She is going to reach out and try to grab you, Grimshaw.
Hmm.
So I need you to make a... Where's the spell? Go ahead and make me a basic fortitude save.
Okay. Interesting.
I was half like, and she shoves you through the wall.
Right.
No!
Oh, basic fortitude save, eh?
Mm-hmm.
How does a 39 suit ya?
That suits me just fine, so that is a regular into a critical success. So in which case, she is then going to use her last action to cast Disturbing Vision again.
Okay. So that's everybody.
That will be everybody, yeah. So like I said, it's a cone, so it just sort of like goes out from her space into the room. All right, so yep, everybody going. I'll go Grimshaw first here. So make me that will save again.
I'm scared because I got a 27.
That is a fail. You are sickened one.
All right, it's sickened.
Benson, you're next.
All right. You said will.
Yep, will save.
Callie, you jinxed me. That was a natural one.
Oh, no.
That is your sickened one and stunned one.
Oh,
I critically failed last time. It wasn't that bad.
You'll get over it.
Suck it up, Ben. Suck it up.
W, baby.
Kizer.
Okay, much better. 32.
32, success. So, yeah, so nothing for you. And then Elkwood.
And 32 as well.
So success, nothing for you. All right. So she got the two frontliners at least with that. All right, so she is... Evil doesn't go away. Clumsy doesn't go... And Stupefied, none of these go away, right?
Nope.
Clumsy, Enfeebled, Fatigue, I know does not. Stupefied does not. And Concealed, that stays on because of her spell. Okay. Right. Benson, it is your turn. You are sickened.
Okay.
And stunned.
Shut up, Kelly. Where is sickened in the...
I'm trying to find it. I can throw sickened on for you.
Appreciate it. I wanted to make sure it's on before I do these attacks.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, Benson is just going to do what Benson loves.
You have a missed chance. Got to hit a 5 or higher.
You can also attempt to shove through the wall.
That's true.
I'll attempt to shove her through the wall.
Yeah! All
right, so because that is an attack, it'll still be the concealed chance, too. So.
Yep.
I beat.
Oh, that's right. She has blur.
Yeah. I beat that.
Okay. All right, so go ahead and make the athletics check against her fortitude DC, if it's a shove, right?
Yep.
Got it.
Why can I not find athletics?
Yes. 28, that is just a success because she is clumsy and enfeebled and stuff.
Yeah!
Roll so she's reflex gonna be... save.
Alrighty.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, so...
Go to piss wall!
With her fatigued and stuff, that is a 35.
Ah, it's a regular success for 15 damage.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Still good.
All right, so she moves back 5 feet. Do you want her going back north or back northeast, John?
Northeast.
Northeast, okay.
Makes sense, the direction.
Yeah. Okay, so she moves back, and she takes how much damage there?
15.
15. All right, let me make sure of her. Just know she's got resistance. Okay. All right. Okay, then. You have one more action, John.
Yeah, trying to figure out what I'm going to do with that.
you could vomit.
Wretch. Yeah, wretch.
How wretch.
What?
Natural 3 on the die, so what am I adding to this?
Yeah. It's a fail.
Okay.
All right. So
no, it's a fail. Don't even add.
I don't know what your bonus is, but I'm certain that's a fail.
His bonus is 38. So.
Okay. So, still sickened, and you're no longer stunned. Elkwood, is your turn. With the opaque wall, you can now no longer see either one of these creatures.
Wait. I thought he can, using something with concealed or something, hunter's aim.
They're opaque, so it's not translucent. It's not anything like that. If it's opaque, I can't see through it.
Nope. Yeah. If it made them concealed, that'd be one thing. But if it's an opaque wall,
yeah.
Then yeah.
He's there. It would just be a 50% mess.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Exactly. So
that's true.
And you assume that your stuff can go through the wall.
Yeah.
So you could either throw it at Malus, who you know is still there, or you could try to throw it in at the Raja Rakshasa, which you just saw her just get shoved backwards. Go
yeah.
Try to just get to the other side of my wall and trust your reflex.
That's true.
I definitely trust the reflex. So, but it's just the fact of a high-powered wizard behind. I don't know. I don't have attacks of opportunity, so that's the thing I'm slightly cautious about.
You could delay. Wait to see what he does.
What I'll do in the meantime is, because I don't want to waste a turn waiting to see what he's going to do, is I technically, since I did see him, I can hunt prey on him.
Alright, yeah.
So I'm going to do that. And then take two actions. Okay, I'll have to roll first to see if I can hit him. Okay, that's 14 on the die, so that'll make it through the wall.
Okay.
But now I have to actually do the thingy. With the eclipse. So,
blind him!
Oh god, that'd be hilarious. He's blind, he tries to walk forward, and gets electrocuted. Oh my god, 17 on the die though. 30, that'd be a 39.
Whoa.
That is a hit.
Oh my gosh.
Ouch. Just a hit.
Just a hit.
Ouch.
He got mage armor.
No, he probably does. Just be 12 points of damage then.
12 points of damage. So you throw this thing through and he goes tick 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 and he's like, ah!
You just hear, what the fuck? How? Who's throwing boomerang?
My fucking knee!
okay. 12 points of damage, and Grimshaw, it comes to your turn.
I am not crazy about this situation, but I will I'll take a step.
Okay.
No reactions, opaque wall, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to spend an action to retch, because I don't like being second.
You're going to try to vomit on her shoes?
Yeah, and I think I do with a 36.
That's a success. You are no longer second.
Vomit onto the electric wall.
It sizzles.
Gross.
Wait, I'm just cooking the corned beef. Again. And now I'm going to try to make that mischance.
All right.
Nope, with a nat 1. I'm glad that I got a nat 1 on the mischance.
There we go.
Ooh, and that is my turn.
That is your turn. Wow. Okay. It comes to High Enchanter Malus's turn. So what he does is you hear him speaking some kind of incantation from behind the wall. And then he is going... And then all of a sudden, I need you all to make... will saves.
God. Stop it with the will saves already. God.
Jake,
like, how
stop.
Can he do? He can't even see us.
I checked the spell. It does not need vision.
Well played, well played.
What spell is it? We can double check.
I mean, you'll find out in a second what the spell is.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna crit fail this spell, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. I'll
maybe think. Not, but probably.
Oh boy.
Been rolling well with this.
Alright, going first, Grimshaw, what'd you get?
Got a 25.
25. That is a regular fail.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'll tell you what you guys get, and then I'll go over what the effect are for each of you. Benson, what'd you get?
29.
29. That is a regular fail.
Mm-hmm.
Kezra?
21.
That is a regular fail. And Elkwood?
24.
24. Regular fail.
And we all fail.
So this is called Stagnate Time. You examine the time stream in a particular area, then proceed to stick a few metaphorical pins into it, thickening and slowing down the flow of time until it rumbles along like a river of molasses. Any creature that begins its turn in the area must attempt to will save. So this is constant. Duration 1 minute. So get ready to make a little will saves. It says when you start. So I guess when it comes to your turns. But failure is you are slowed one for that turn.
Okay. So are we all keeping our roll then for this?
Just go and keep that.
Okay. And it's slowed one, you say?
Okay. When it comes to your turn, you guys will be slowed one. When it comes back to your turn, you'll make another will save at the beginning of it.
Wow, that's a big area. If it's hitting all of us.
Yep.
Wow. It's also hitting the Raksha.
It's also hitting her, right?
Right? You don't know.
Okay. And then something else happens. Let's see. What else does he have? Does he have anything else? Yes. And then you hear him cast another spell. Okay. So
I'm very surprised that wasn't a three-action spell. How big it was.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Let's see. I am going to... I'm going to call out to the... Alright.
Rakshasa?
Yeah, I'm going to call up to the Rakshasa and say, come here. As I cast Command, roll a will save.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yes, that's good.
How do you like that, Jake?
Let me see.
This is probably going to succeed, but...
Yeah. Well, Stupefied 2 does mean something. I imagine this actually be a fail. Blow roll, 23.
That is a fail, so she has to walk through the wall.
All right.
Wow.
Does Command say anything about... Because I know with certain spells, it says that if something would immediately, like, endanger them, you know what I mean? Because, like, even Dominate says, like, you know, if a spell... you can't give them an order that would immediately put them in harm's way kind of thing.
That's a good point.
It doesn't say anything about that. It just says you can tell them to come, run away, release or drop prone, or stand in place. And it says on a failure... For the first action on its turn, the creature must use a single action to do its command.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything about... Because the limit of commands are so limited, you can't say jump off the building.
Right.
Right, okay.
It's one word.
You. Okay.
It's one word, so it's just come. And there's a wall in your way.
Okay. All right, nice. So on her turn then she for will... One action. Which is next.
One action. Yep.
Okay, then. In awesome. Which case, that was really good.
That's really cool.
All right, so it does come to her turn.
Hey, what's she gonna? She can't. She has to either shove me out of the way when she gets through, or she has to tumble.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So all right. So first, she will walk through the wall, so she'll go directly south.
Oh my gosh!
Reflex save after doing that. So she tries to just like. Push yourself through. 33 on the reflex.
Another success, so 15 damage.
Okay. So 15 points of damage.
Mileage.
I know, right? And then...
she's still up, though, God.
She's still up, yes.
Yeah.
She is then going to try and shove you out of the way, I guess.
Okay, she's good with the shove.
Well, I'm trying to see. I mean, her dex is better... So I guess she would try the acrobatics.
What's so interesting about the tumble through is it can be part of the movement. So you don't even have to spend a second action. This is part of your...
Yeah, essentially your move action is not just stride, it's tumble through. Because part of part of the duration of your movement is tumbling through.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, so in which case I'm going to... Wow, you know what's weird? Okay, so it doesn't say it. Hold on. I need to see... wow, she is not trained in either acrobatics or athletics.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is that's strange.
That's odd. That yeah. is very odd.
She has a bunch of other ones. I can tell you them because they're not too important. But
she's
like,
a wizard.
Right. Well, she's trained in deception, diplomacy, intimidation, occultism, performance, and stealth.
Yeah.
So
those all
a
make
lot
sense.
Of so a lot of things of her like manipulation and stuff like that. Mm. But you know when it comes down to it, she can just have an absolute slugfest. But she usually just holds her ground in combat. So acrobatics not usually her thing.
Yeah, it's got, I think it has to be in acrobatics because. You can't shove, because that wasn't part of my command with your first action.
Oh, because it wasn't part of it. Okay, got it. Natural one, so she does nothing.
Whoa, yep. Stops awesome. And triggers three actions.
Okay.
So two more actions left.
Okay, so that was her first action. First action to try that. I guess at this point... let me see. She's already got that on. She's already got that. She hates the fact that she's like, why did I listen to you? You mortals! she is going to cast another Shadow Blast. So, center of the room, again, all of you need to make basic reflex or will save. Is this target choice?
Mm-hmm. Does Malus have to as well?
Malus will have to as well.
Ooh! Ooh, dang. I mean, that's a consolation for my extremely low roll with a 23.
Uh-huh. let me roll his as well. Oh, man, that was bad. Bad.
Oh, okay. Malus.
Yep.
What type right, of what type of damage is Shadow Blast?
She's choosing bludgeoning.
Mm.
It's not like an energy. It's not an energy type.
No, it actually says you can choose them, and it gives you like a whole list. Yeah. And bludgeoning is one of them. So
okay.
Hold on. You said reflex or will.
Yep, reflex or will, so whichever one you want.
You might. This is an area effect, John, so you might want reflex. Yes. You can use your armor bonus.
Exactly.
35.
Ooh, dang.
All right, so that is a... All right, so wait, let me go around the room. Mm-hmm. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
24.
24. You know what's better than 24? No, wait, is it 23? Then 24 was it? I forget.
I can't remember. It's one of those.
No, you know what's funnier than 24? 25.
25.
Yep. That's it.
Alright, so let me go ahead and roll the damage here. So 19 is the full damage.
Okay. Not the worst.
No. No, that was the very mid rolls. Benson?
35.
So that was it. That's a success for you. So you'll take half of that. And then, Kezra?
22.
That is a fail.
It's rolling so bad.
It's a fail, so you take 19 bludgeoning. And then Elkwood.
12 on die, and this is funny, that Benson beat me. 34.
Wow, okay, so a regular success, which turns into a critical for you.
Yeah, so okay. He just dodges out of the way, but, but still, I'm like, damn, Benson.
I imagine that there's like phantom blocks that just like slam like onto your targets with this. Mm-hmm. It's definitely one of the cooler spells that you can flavor however you want, because there's very little limitation to like what damage type you can do. So
isn't that one that's similar that you can it's like the shadow one that if you like. God, I'm blanking on it right now though, but like it was like a phase something that like it. It's like less damage than like a fireball, but
yeah.
But you can turn it into something like that.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Shadow Blast, so I can read it.
Okay, so it is this one. Okay.
Yeah, you shape the quasi-real substance of the Shadow Plane into a blast. Choose acid, bludgeoning, cold, electricity, fire, force, piercing, slashing, or sonic damage. And then you can choose a cone, a 15-foot burst or within 120 feet, or a 50-foot line.
Sick.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's such a fun, like, you like diverse spell, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh no, it's a fireball. You're like, haha, no.
It's not.
Lightning!
Yeah, or just slashing damage everywhere. Just
yeah, that's really cool.
Okay.
We were just slowed for one round, right?
Start of every turn, you have to roll.
Yes, so it's coming to Benson's turn. So, Benson, you will have to roll the will save against Malus.
Fail.
Fail. Okay. Mm. So you are slowed.
Well, I'm going to try to retch.
Oh man, just losing action after action.
Yep. I actually will probably be fine now, though, with that roll. 34.
Yep, that is a success.
Alright.
Alright, well, I've got one action, I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Does anyone need to lay on hands?
I was just thinking about doing it.
Kezra does.
Kezra. Kezra. Failing all these things.
You will lay on hands, Kezra.
How much is that?
30, right?
Yeah. 30. Mm-hmm.
You look behind and Kezra just has two Looney Tunes black eyes.
Yeah.
Just like, ugh.
Anima raw steak to put on them.
Eats the steak.
Eats the steak, yeah.
Yum.
Dual purpose.
Okay. So you're no longer sickened. You're still slowed and you healed, Kezra. Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay, so will save right off the bat, right?
Yep.
30.
30, that is a success.
Yeah. Okay.
So does that mean I get three actions, or...?
Yeah, so let me go back and read. Stagnate time, here we go. Yep, success, you are unaffected.
Okay, so three actions. So this time, since he does know that, what's his face, Malus is right behind the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can now see the Rakshasa again, so he wants to take out this thing first.
Because, yes.
I mean, they're bad news. So he's going to switch his Hunt Prey again, so that's mm-hmm. one action. And then two actions, he's going to hold a Star Knife. And so, man, Grimshaw's in a way, but whatever.
Whatever, doesn't matter if I hit him.
34. 34 to hit.
Even with the cover, that will be hit.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Grimshaw just sees a casual Star Knife womp by his head. He's like,
You just, like, tilt your head. Just back your head a bit.
Just 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage.
So, one on the precision.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Hmm.
Okay. And Ed, that's all you're doing?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Shove him back through the wall.
Right? Grimshaw's going to roll his will save. And get a 19, which is a fail.
That will be a 19 total?
Yeah.
That is a critical fail.
Oof. Oh.
So stagnate time says you are slowed 2 this turn.
This just kind of sucks.
Just critical hit her with your mace, and that will shove her through the wall for free.
Yeah, so I get a hit and a crit and a shove. All right,
just crit.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Just crit.
There we go.
Just crit.
Easy.
You've done it plenty. Easy. So,
all right. I'm just gonna crit.
It's happening.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. 24.
24. It's a miss.
My dice have been cold.
Just have this sometimes. Okay. It comes to High Enchanter Malus's turn. What else do I want to do with him?
Jump through the wall.
Well, he's not dead from that Shadow Blast.
Right? Shadow Blast it's, 1K.
He's like, oh, my lady, whatever you need to do. He is going to...
God, he's a simp.
Get this. He's going to take a step through the wall.
Hey!
Reflex save. Right, let me go to
Come
this.
Come on, crit fail.
Crit fail, not even close, 36.
Regular fail, 15 damage.
He's supposed to be bad at that.
I know, he's like a wizard.
Alright, so 15 points of damage. And then, Elkwood, I need you to make a will save.
Stop. No, I don't want to. I'm just never going to end my turn, so... that's another 30. We'll save.
Oh, that is a success. As he walked up and he looked directly in your eyes and he said, "Come, destroy them. Join me." Tried to cast Dominate on you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
You just play along with it, and then the chief like, "Finally, I've enslaved him," and you just stab him.
Oh my god. That would actually be a good idea if my deception was high enough. But
I've always wanted to do that, like as one of my rogue characters.
Yeah,
it's just like just play it off.
He's like blinking. He's like, what? Why are you so close to me? Get away from me!
you're a close talker.
Did he do the eye thing?
Did he just? Yes, he did the eye thing. He's really talking close to me. I don't like it.
It's very creepy.
So with success, you are still stunned one as you fight off his commands and his uncomfortably close talking.
Stunned one, damn.
We tried to tell you, Malus, personal space. Oh, God, that's why everyone hated you.
There's too much onion on your breath.
You said stun one, so...
Yeah, so you are...
Is that the way I lose an action, or is that...
That was on your turn, yeah.
On my turn, okay.
Yeah. So you're stunned one from this, and then we'll see on your turn about the when it comes back to your turn, we'll see about stagnate time again.
Oh, God. Okay.
Kezzer, it is your turn.
Yeah, you ruined it. You ruined my turn. I was going to do something funny. But now that I can see him... Well, I mean, I can... Now that he's on this side of the wall, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Hydraulic push. Right? Push him in the wall.
I wish.
Honestly,
Kel, you need to actually take that spell next level so you can combo.
Yeah, seriously.
Just bounce him back and forth.
Every turn, just...
There's a spell called Telekinetic Maneuver that basically lets me use athletics actions with my spell.
Ooh.
Spell attack roll and at range. But I'm also pretty strong. I can just run up and shove him.
That's true.
There's literally nothing stopping me from doing that.
Do it!
On the table.
I just want this combat to be over just because we just keep shoving Jane's enemies to the wall and he just gives up.
Yeah. So that or just, you know, fucking lightning bolt him.
That's true. There's always that option.
When in doubt, a lightning bolt is effective and cool.
Yeah, I don't cast Chromatic Wall that much. I'm gonna jump up on the table and I'm gonna shove him through the wall.
Alright.
Oh god. Well, it's not that good. 26.
That is gonna be, and this is against his fortitude. Okay, so that will be a success.
Hooray!
No way. 5 feet through.
Let me see something really quick. Hold on. Is this a... let me see. Is this a manipulate by chance?
It's an attack.
It's an attack. Okay. All right. So there's nothing. All right. Okay. So you go up and he tries to... He gets ready to, like, swing at you with his spear that he has. Mm. But you go up and kick him.
Just smart to kick him through the wall.
Yeah, just fuck.
Roll a reflex, bitch.
Not again.
That is going to be 25.
Fail. Take 30 lightning damage.
Ah!
Love right. it.
Okay, then.
Is this how you spam bosses?
I know, right?
And I have one action left. One action left. To do what with?
Did you succeed at the will save at the beginning of your turn?
Ooh.
Did we do that?
Oh, right. No, I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. Let's go do that before you choose your last one.
Well, I failed. Natural 3 again.
End turn.
Wait, what's your total?
Yeah, I know.
No,
20.
19.
No. 20.
20. There's still 10 less, so that is good.
Good. So he doesn't shove then.
So he does not shove.
Wait. Well, I guess what would you have done with one action then?
That's true. Yeah. Because you can move yourself back and retake your turn. So
man,
that was my fault for not remembering it.
So frozen in time like an ass. I.
Maybe you'll feel how Grimshaw feels when the Chronoworm doesn't work,
right?
Man. That sucks. I guess I will... I don't know. I'll cast shield.
Alright.
Brutal.
Brutal. Okay. After Kezra imagined a really cool turn happening.
Could have been.
It like happened in Kezra's head, and then we actually flashed to Kezra, and he's just standing there.
Just,
Kezra, what are you doing?
I was going to do something really cool, but I can't.
Shakes his fist at the gods.
Okay, so it is going to come to the Raja Rakshasa's turn. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go through the wall again, idiot? I spit at you and your gods.
She is going to cast. Oh man, do I have? Oh, I do.
No.
I think she's going to cast Dispel Magic.
Oh, on the wall?
On the wall.
No, on the time thing.
What level is it at? That's very important.
Well, she's going to have to
that
try.
That is very important.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so, so she's casting it at fourth level.
Okay. Okay. Lower level than my spell.
Okay, so she will have to try this then. So it'll be her, just her spell attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is lowered because of various reasons.
Yeah.
Wait, she has to cast Dispel Magic?
Yep.
Then I think she has to succeed at a DC 11-7 check.
Or lose the spell. Oh, in which case, she failed, actually, because that was a 3.
Oh my god. Oh,
Tim just hit you with the Uno reverse card.
Oh, no, you roll a 20. You roll her.
Oh my god, that's huge.
That's really big.
She just burned a Dispel Magic, that's all.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She did. And two actions. Alright, in which case, I guess
did she start her turn in the slow by chance?
No. It's
wow. It just cuts off at me.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's let me see it really quick.
I mean, I'm not surprised that you did it that way. It makes sense, but man, very convenient for that enemy.
No, I know. It says a 20-foot burst. So I guess it might get her. Well, I don't know, because if he did in the back of the room or like just behind you guys. Yeah, I'll try. I'll see what happens. She's got a pretty good save anyway. Let me see. Let's see. Because of all that, blah blah blah. Absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so did a 2-action to try to do that, mm-hmm. and failed. There's 2 actions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then she'll just try to attack you. Best she can do now. Okay. So, with the fangs. Or the claw. Which one does better? No, fangs. She's going to try to bite you.
Ah.
Well, she's got a boar head, so she's going to try to gore you with them, man.
Mm-hmm.
And a miss. 5 on the die, so total whiff. She is struggling at this point.
Oof.
Benson, it is your turn.
Well, we'll save. Fail. Well, hold on. Gotta pull my sheet up again. I always don't have my sheet up at the start of these. 24.
Yep, that is a fail, so you are a slowed one.
Okay, I really don't know what to do right now.
You have enough movement to get into the room and then shove.
Fuck it, why not?
Yeah. Yep. If you can take
you can
her
shove
out.
Either. If you want to shove the Rakshasa, or you can shove Malus.
Or shove you.
Yeah,
that's true. That is an option.
Do that.
Alright.
I agree with that decision.
Shove Grimshaw, like if you're playing pool and you're hitting him, and then he hits her, and then she gets
I got it. So I like it.
That's a mess.
It's a mess.
Fucking encounter sucks.
Wait. Is it a miss or is it a crit fail?
It's a 20.
Against her, that is just a fail.
Yeah. Okay. It's like with her negatives.
Negatives are certainly helping. All the status things you
Jackson's
have on
her. I totally trust Kezra and Elkwood to take care of the nerd.
God.
Look at this dude. They definitely beat up nerds in school.
I can tell you.
They really don't look like good people.
He's slapping books out of his hands.
Speaking of bullies, Elkwood, your turn.
I'm not a bully.
I took that personally.
I took that personally.
And I took that personally.
On, God, 26, so.
I fail. Slowed
so,
one.
I'm slowed one and stunned one, so that means I have one action. Right? So.
Yeah. Shove! Shove!
I am. I'm legit just gonna shove him.
Yeah!
All right.
Oh my god. Natural 20 on the fucking shove. I should have just slashed him, but no.
Sweet.
So, like, he's talking all close and shit, and then just like, let's get the hell away from me. And, like, he just does, like, that two-handed, just boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throws him, and then probably uses a little bit more force than he was expecting.
Right, right.
Hits him into the wall.
Would he go down?
No.
No. Okay, all right. It just changes it to 10 feet, so. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was something if you throw him into a wall or something. But
it doesn't say anything in shove.
No. Damn. Hmm. All right, so the reflex save for going through the wall, 32.
15 damage.
15 points of damage.
Okay. And that's my turn.
All right.
They're squeezing every little bit of damage out of this fucking wall.
Well, with one action, I was like,
yeah,
I'd wonder precision damage, but man. Oh, whatever.
I mean, you probably did like 60 damage with a crit.
I know. That's
so annoying. You never know what you're going to get, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Man, I'm going to have to follow in the footsteps of my party and just shove. No!
Oh, no.
It was a nat 20! No!
There we go.
I'm so sad. I've never been sad at a nat 20 before.
I know.
Not like this.
Not like this.
I thought to myself, man, maybe I should just strike instead. You know, Elkwood just got a nat 20. What if I get a nat 20? Thinking like that's logic or something.
And there we go.
Okay. All right. So you. So this is a shove.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
To roll a reflex save.
It's not going to matter.
Really.
Let me roll it. If this is a critical success, nothing happens.
Oh.
Not a critical success. So the minimum damage kills her as you shove her, and she goes into the wall, and like a cartoon, she like gets stuck in it,
yeah.
And it just like as the fur on her face sizzles, and you can see like her organs and bones are like convulsing inside of her skin,
yeah.
As the Raja Rakshasa dies.
The wall takes another victim.
Yeah, I know.
Feed the wall.
If this was the kind of wall Trump was talking about, it'd be all for it.
And as she's like dying, I don't even know if she can hear me, but I say to her, I will find your kin here in the city, and they will fall just as you have. Because they said they travel in like small groups.
Mm-hmm.
They're around. I will find the rest. Well, let me roll my will save to see how many actions, see if my turn's over or not.
Oh, right, yep.
Yeah.
With Rakshasas, are they technically, like, they will leave a body, I would assume? Or are they demons?
So, here's something interesting about them. They're the only fiends that are actually native to the material plane.
Whoa. Okay, so they will leave a corpse.
They will leave a corpse, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're one of the few, or if not the only ones. I can't remember what exactly it was, but yeah.
So I got a 34 for my will save.
So, success. So nice. You are good to go, buddy.
Oh, wait. Do I have to roll it every single turn, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, okay, yeah, you roll it at the beginning of your turn and then see where it goes.
Okay. So, I have two action left. I think I feel like, you know, it's really discombobulating to, like, to go from, like, your timeline being altered by like a celestial aeon, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And now you have your timeline being altered by like arcane magics, so like the feel is different, which has really been throwing Grimshaw off. But now he's kind of like he's feeling how to navigate this flow of time, and that's why he's able to kind of shake out of it. And he shoves, he moves over to where just right there. Because he knows that Malus is going to be right there, because that's where he shoved.
Okay, yeah, so you're right on the other side of the chromatic wall with from Malus, yeah.
That is correct.
And then I'm going to roll a 50% mischance.
Yep.
I make it.
Okay.
And this is going to take a minus 5 because it's technically my second attack action taken this turn. Ooh. Oh my gosh. That is a 31
to hit?
Yeah.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Man, Grimshaw clearly hated this guy.
Did I mention that no one liked you?
Even Bex is like, dude, that's a bit much.
14 points of piercing damage.
14 points of piercing.
I went for the piercing, not the bludgeoning this time.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted the sting.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so it does come to High Enchanter Malus's turn.
Welcome to the wall. I dare you.
So, on the other side of the wall, you can't see, but you hear what sounds like two things drop. And you just hear, my God, what have I been doing?
She enslaved him.
Grimshaw, drop this wall. She took over my mind.
Oh, did any of us roll a knowledge check on this Raja Shaka?
Raja Rakshasha.
Raja
Rakshasha.
No, our group very clearly doesn't roll knowledge checks.
No, I rolled it and I got the
But
it was nothing about dominate. It was, I think it was just about weaknesses.
Because it was about the weakness, and then I think it was.
I only rolled high enough to know that it was weak against holy damage. I think.
Right. Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Mm.
So that's how he spends his turn, by the way. Okay. So, Tezzer, it is your turn.
Man, I really wanted to do something awesome.
You can still do it.
Yeah, because the wall was so fucking lame.
This is going to be...
I've done enough cool things.
This is somehow going to be cooler. I guess I'll just drop the wall.
Really? Hold. We need time to think.
Okay.
I don't believe him. Like, we've had suspicions about him for so long. Can you even drop the wall? Is that something you can do?
It's usually just an action to drop a duration spell, isn't it?
Sometimes you can't, though. Some of them, like, it runs out on time.
Oh, yeah, let me re-stagnate time, too.
Well, let me roll my save.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Fucking fail again.
Yeah, if he was on our side, he would have dropped it.
Regular fail, so I've got two actions. Oh, it just says that I can ignore the effects of the wall, which is nice. I didn't know that.
Sick.
Oh, wow, that's... Damn.
Oh, so you could be badass. You cast the wall, and then you just walk through it.
Oh, God, you could dance around that, too. Oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah, So, Grimshaw said hold.
Just like, we need more... we need time to think about this. I mean, the duration is 10 minutes. I just don't think you can dismiss it.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't dismiss it.
Yeah, I guess not.
But that's kind of weird. Okay. Like, you would assume that you could dismiss a wall, but...
No, most spells say when you can dismiss the effects.
Oh, you know what? That might be what I'm thinking of, because I have read somewhere that you can spend an action to dismiss the spell, I think is where I was reading that, so...
Okay.
It says, this must be an effect you are allowed to dismiss as defined by the spell or item.
Wow, okay. So, stagnate time and the wall are going to continue to stay up then, because stagnate time does not say you can dismiss it.
All right, yes, Kesra will walk through the wall and look at him.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
He is on his knees with his hands up, and he has a spear and like his book at his side.
Okay. Kesra just calls to the other side of the wall and says,
"He appears to have given up."
All right. Benson, it is your turn.
Um, 30 will.
Kezra will walk back to the other side of the wall, too.
That is a success, so you're unaffected.
I'll stand right here.
Stand directly in front of him on the other side of the wall.
Yep.
All right. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. Elkwood, he is going to actually... do a freaking will save.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 32.
Success, you're unaffected.
Beautiful. So he's actually going to walk through the wall. I know he has to do a reflex save, but he's not really concerned, because that's a 16 on the freaking die, so...
Yeah.
He just backflips through the wall. And he's going to, with one action there, he's going to do a perception check on him.
Okay.
And try to suss out if he's just trying to play like a, like, oh no, it's, I was affected, you know, like that sort of crap.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, kind of like he's staring at him, and because his perception is, my god, I forgot it was plus 17.
Hmm.
I'm a master in perception. That is a 34.
34, so that is a success. So as you go through the wall and you sort of look him over, it does look like he's surprised, but you're kind of just like, it feels weird. Like there's something off.
That there's something off, like he's...
Like he's holding something back, but you can't quite tell what.
Chop his head off.
Yeah, you can't see me.
Guys, you had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack. His heart's missing. I don't know.
He had a heart attack and it blew his head off.
Crap, and Benson's in the way. I wanted to shove him through the wall, actually. Because I don't think he would die, so that's why I was kind of like, man, whatever. But, no, I don't believe you exactly. I think you're still holding something back. That was my second. Actually, that was my first. Well, second action was perception check. And he's just going to. God, I wish I had anything charisma based, but I really don't.
He's a man of action, not of words.
I'm a man of action. Because I'm like, man, that'd be cool to threaten the shit out of him, but I'm like.
Let Benson
do that. Could you roll another check to see if you can maybe get more details and if the Raza or Shaza could enslave Malice?
Oh, yeah, another recall knowledge,
No, instead I'm going to pick up his book.
Oh,
all right.
That's a good step.
Because that's, I'm assuming, if he's a wizard, that would be his spell book.
Yeah, so...
And if he, like, reacts, he's like, oh, no.
He had one of those straps that the book was like hanging on, so he could just like pick it up and like read it. So yeah, you easily slide it off of the strap there. It's his wizard spell book.
And does he do anything? Like,
he's just like, like he's looks, and if he's acting, he's acting really well.
Good,
so he doesn't seem to react to that too much. He just he sort of has the appearance of just like, I'm in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm at.
Yeah, because like in my mind, I'm like, what I'm thinking of is him like eyeing the book, like kind of like the thing of like, no, I swear I give up, and also like looking at the gun that's on the ground, like I swear I'm not going to. but no, that's three actions. He has the book in his hand now. So
okay, Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw calls out. Tell us what's going on here, Malus.
He responds back to you and says, "This evil witch Grimshaw. She posed and as a friend of ours and said that she had information. And when I met with her, she casted some sort of spell on me. I've never had it dominate so incredibly powerful."
Okay. Can I roll religion on the recall knowledge?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll religion. And this is on the Raja Rakshasa.
Yep. Come on, I just need one more nat 20. I'll take a 12. So a 30.
a 30. That is going to be a success on the recall knowledge for religion.
Does she even have that ability?
So, as far as you know, Rajarakshasas do not have dominate or anything of the sort. They do have some, like, illusion stuff. Mm-hmm. The only thing that you can think of is suggestion.
Yeah, suggestion isn't strong enough, though. I guess, do I know anything about the suggestion spell? You think the spell is suggestion?
So the spell suggestion.
Do you want me to roll for that?
No, I could just tell you that one, because you were looking specifically for this. I can just give you this. Your hunting words are difficult for creatures to resist. You suggest a course of action to the target, which must be phrased in such a way as to seem like a logical course of action to the target and can't be self-destructive, like we were talking about earlier, or obviously against the target's self-interest.
Yeah.
The target must attempt a will save. You would know that if he failed, he would immediately follow the suggestion, and the spell has a duration of 1 minute.
It's not very long.
Not very long. But if you critically failed, it'd be an hour. Which is 60 times as long.
I just don't see a suggestion. Be like, I suggest you get in, make a fake cage for yourself. That were pathetically.
Benson.
Grimshaw has got two more actions, so I guess I'll make my will save first.
All right.
I got a 31.
Okay, so that is a success. You're unaffected.
50% miss chance.
You swinging on?
And I miss.
Oh.
Stick out one more action.
Just see a mace go through. I'm like,
just go through the wall.
Well, I guess action's back on the...
Yeah.
I guess action's gone back.
I got my second... what do you call it? I got my second miss chance... Good, so 17. Come on, Nat 20. Now I miss. 23.
That is a miss.
I don't know what your game is, Malus. The Rajarakshasa, I think I said that right, doesn't have that kind of power. You know that, and you know that I know that. Come on, man. It's in the textbooks down here.
All right, it will come to his turn. He realizing that he is still being attacked is going to try to leave. He's going to try to
how? Okay.
No. He's going. No, please, you must understand. And as he tries to scramble away, he's going to make the
just to paint the picture. He's in the corner of the room with Elkwood directly to right, Bensworth directly south. And then Grimshaw, like, right and south.
And the wall.
Yeah.
And the wall.
Just and the wall,
and the walls.
Yeah.
Just completely barricaded.
All right, so he's going to try to tumble through. he's going to try to tumble through you, Grimshaw, only because you're on the table.
Okay, so he's going to enter the wall, roll a reflex save.
Exactly, so the reflex save. So pretty good. 35.
15 damage.
15 points of damage.
Then Grimshaw just body checks him
I
back.
I know, that's what I'm hoping.
Alright, so then the acrobatics check to try to dive under the table.
Yeah.
Really going for an action movie scene here.
Right.
27.
Barely made it. Wow.
Oh no, now he's in front of Kazbreth.
Yeah, so he comes out. He's in front of Gezra. The acrobatic check is part of a move
part
action.
Part of a move
though.
Action, and then moving through the enemy square is difficult terrain.
Yep.
Okay. So all right. So that was 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Oh my god.
Let me just make sure that he doesn't have like increased speed or something.
Oh no, he's running in a straight line away from Gezra.
You'd also have to go around and not through me.
That's true.
It's the same amount of movement either way.
Yeah, same amount of movement. I did give him increased speed. Okay. In which case, he is going to continue running. So he is another 10 feet then. Hold on. Oh my god.
5. He's not going to get anywhere. When it comes to my... 30. You know I have my energy robe active, right, Jake?
Oh, I know.
And Benson has the... cloak.
The cloak.
Okay.
Benson's also hasted.
So...
Yes.
Benson is hasted.
The cloak of
so,
Monte Cristo.
Cloak of or is Grimshaw hasted? I can't remember what I did.
Oh, dang. I've been hasted this whole fight.
I was about to say, I had stone skin.
Oh, man. You know, what the heck?
We did fine.
If only there was a character sheet to write your notes on.
Savage.
Straight cast shade.
There's really nothing we can do.
It was super effective.
He runs out of the room, okay, so who goes next? Kezra, you were going next.
All right, we'll save.
Chase him.
Natural 20, thank God.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so I move into the hallway. That was 5'10".
We just hear an explosion and Kezra walk 25. Back with a corpse.
Got him.
I don't see him yet down the hallway.
No, so he's not down the hallway.
With my last, since I can't see him with one move action, I will cast Warp Step.
Ooh.
Which will increase my movement, so it's two actions. It's a cantrip.
Mm-hmm.
So you gain a 5-foot status bonus to your speed, and you cast two actions, and you stride twice. So now I will get 60 feet of movement instead of 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep it going. Just gonna try that.
All right. So as you continue to move, as you get into the gorge, you see he is just across the gorge.
Hmm.
A little bit south, but just as you come out, he's about 20, 25 feet away from you from that hallway.
All right, I get right up to him.
Yep. So he turns around and he just sees Kezra just running like T2. Just all right.
It's like that police officer running me. But...
Yeah. all right, Benson, it is your turn.
Benson is going to get out to here. Oh, shut up.
Take the cloak.
I have to see him.
Holy shit, no.
Misty step. You can't go anywhere.
Yeah. You need to see where you're going with the cape.
I know, it's like Nightcrawler rules.
Right. Although Nightcrawler rules are way worse because I don't want to go through hell every time I have to teleport.
But, the nice thing about the Cloak of the Mountain Back is I'm pretty sure it's only one action to use.
Whoa.
Let me double check.
I gotta say, that's incredible.
Yeah, if it says that you like cast Dimension Door, which I think is the mechanical behind it, then it would be two action. Yeah, it'd be a two action.
It is two actions. Damn.
Mm.
All right.
Okay, I got it for next turn.
Okay.
But I will then just move with my last action.
All right, so you are going to continue moving. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. Have to roll fucking will save, I believe.
Yeah.
So that is a 30.
That is a success.
Beautiful. So he's going to... I believe I activated Bracers of Dashing on this too. Okay, whatever. He is going to... get up to 35 feet of movement, so that'd be 20 feet. Okay, I said 20 feet.
Just fighting everybody as I'm trying to
roll
run through the holes.
Save.
Oh yeah, reflex save to the wall.
Oh no, 16 on the die, 38. Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Let's see, that's a 20, 25, 30, 35. Okay, so that's 35. So that's first move action. Five. Okay. Thinking on what I should do. Should I just throw an eclipse and hope I get a crit so he's blinded and him trying to run away blind would be fun?
Yes, do it.
Yeah, he's gonna do it. He's just gonna chuck the eclipse as hard as possible at this dude. Take Hunter's Edge off. God damn it. 18 on the die. That's a 38.
38. That'll be a hit.
That's just a hit. 11 points of damage. No precision.
Alright. Okay. Alright. Grimshaw, your turn.
Grimshaw, oh gosh. I fail my will save, not crit fail. 22, so I got two actions.
Yep.
Ugh, gross.
But you have 50 feet of movement.
20, 60. 15, 55. Oh, there you are.
Yep, you get to the same place where everyone else is, yep. And you see him just 55. Across the porch.
Okay, so 55, 60, so that's 60 right there. So I'm pretty sure with the rest of my movement, I can just get in front of him. So I get here. I mean, okay. I'll count just in case. 5, 10, 20, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Actually, it's a little closer than I thought.
Maybe just block the hallway.
Block the hallway?
Yeah, because he's trying to go down.
Okay, so 35, 40, 45. I'll go here.
We're creating a fucked sandwich.
Yeah.
Be like, Malus, there's nowhere to go. Tell us what happened. Everything. Without holding anything back.
Alright. It comes to his turn. He is going to...
But also, like, did you really think you'd escape me? Like, you know I have this rope, right? And you... Like, come on, man.
Oh, God, what does he do?
He doesn't have a spell book. He's next to the gorge.
I want to push him in the gorge.
Right.
Why are you guys doing this?
Let's see.
You technically prepare spells already.
Oh, okay, so we can still cast spells.
Yeah,
but he's going to kill me for his book.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why he was like, I'm like, ah, God, he's got to try something.
You can't cast spells tomorrow!
I just start tearing out pieces of the spell book. Like, slowly.
Oh, God, okay. Well, he's in a bit of a pickle.
Dog ear all of his pages.
You bastard!
Let me break the spine of the book a little bit.
Alright. I think that he is going to... He's going to try to dodge past you, Grimshaw.
Alright.
5, 10, 15. So he takes 15 feet to get up to you.
Yep, Mary, so he needs at least 10. Actually, it'd be 10 feet of movement to get into my square, and then he needs another 5 to get to complete. So if he has 30 feet. No. You said he moved 15?
Yeah,
so he has 15 more feet than he can make it through.
Exactly,
one action.
Yeah. Okay. He has speed of 35 feet, okay. So he's quick. Okay. Acrobatics.
This is a big one.
I know.
29.
Yeah. Damn it. He makes.
All right. So he makes it. So, and then he's going to finish.
I really hate that it's just against my reflex DC. Like.
I know.
It's like I'm right there.
And because you guys did not go through the secret door, it is closed, so he then opens the door.
All right, so that's his last action.
That is his last action.
All right, time to destroy this guy.
Get him!
Kezra, your turn.
Close the door.
All right.
You let him out of draft.
Oh, man. I can't see around the wall with one action. That sucks. Okay. So I'm going to get right up to him, and I'm going to spend an action to grab him.
There you go.
There you go.
That's it.
This is a good answer.
Fortitude DC?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Kezra, don't fuck it up.
Being a wizard, he does have a low one, so good chance.
Natural two.
So, God, oh my gosh, come on.
20.
Do you have a hero point?
No. I burned through those with my suckness.
Yeah. They're cold,
even with all the extra shit I get, I just use them in because I suck. I need those to keep myself cool.
I know, right? But it's a cycle, because the cooler you are, the more hero points they give you. So, you know,
there you go.
It's a cycle.
Yep.
All right. It comes to you, Benson.
Okay. I'm going to run. That's two action. God damn it. I'll use my third action to
welcome to the narrow hallway.
Yeah, the narrow hallway with the champions.
All right. This is actually really bad. I don't know if I want to be here.
In the hallway. So in the hallway right now, just to give everybody a visual, Malus is standing in front of the door that he just opened. Kezra tried to grab him, and then Benson is now behind Kezra.
Yeah, this is such a narrow hallway.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
You said the door is open right now, correct?
So the door to the bottom, it was the door that you guys could have gone through, but you went through the other way. So
okay,
but he did have to open it to get through.
Okay, so what Elfwood is going to do? Because I was honestly thinking, like, maybe I should just go around the entire side. And I'm like, no, I got an idea. So for two actions, I'm going to get, since we, like, three actions, it's going to take all three fucking actions to do this. So I'm a little bit like, but he's going to try to. I'm just doing this all in one go. Tumble through him to get on the other side of him.
Okay.
Which,
right.
Yeah. So it'll be two actions down this hallway, and then the third action will be able to carry me past him. And that was a what was that for? Acrobatics.
Yep.
Acrobatics.
Uh-huh. Oh man, I wonder if I'm good at that.
Maybe a little
bit.
Yeah,
38.
That is a. So that'll be a success.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna move right there.
Okay, so you run up the wall past your two friends, and I've landed in front of
Prince
them.
Of Persia. The whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Oh my gosh! Like, I don't. I think I'd have to roll like a 16 on the die to tumble through. I don't have visuals, but I'm pretty sure you guys are all kind of sandwiched next to him.
Oh my god, yeah, he is between slabs of beef right now.
All
right,
all the doors to the north are open. How far
can
you get?
I really think I have to.
This is like an army sandwich.
So you're thinking about running
all
through
the
north?
Way.
Yeah, so through the north is where you guys was the storage closet, the Hall of Heroes and all that kind of stuff. And
how much movement you got?
He's so fast.
I have 180.
Oh my gosh, you can go so far.
I hate you.
This is the time when the cape has truly been utilized. How far are you going to stretch this thing?
So much capacity. How much gastric intensity as he's flying. Through the air with this flash.
Okay, that's a one action.
You're probably 16. Never going to need this much movement again.
This is when you all say, "Wow, Jake, thanks for planning this encounter just for Grimshaw to use all the movement."
Grimshaw just heard his whole party just bull down this narrow hallway. He knows there just thud.
Grimshaw's like, gotta go fast.
Oh my god, is he really gonna get all the way around?
Alright, I got
chili dogs.
Second action. Alright, let's go. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
He's using his third action now.
You are
never
gonna need this much movement again. This is amazing.
25, 30.
Are you kidding me?
35. 40. 40. 45. 50.
He's in our sight now.
55.
He can go all the
60.
Way.
You just see Grimshaw. He literally ran all the way around. And he is 10 feet away.
No, you should just go block the door.
Oh.
He's gonna run past
you. Oh, yeah, that is an option, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So I'd block the door right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, block the door right there.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So it will come to High Enchanter Malus's turn.
See, the thing is, he cannot get past Grimshaw. Elkwood. He cannot get past Elkwood.
See, here's the thing. I'm also just bringing up the fact of, like, you know, whenever you talk about Pathfinder characters being, like, superheroes,
yeah.
In 6 seconds, he just traversed 180 feet. Like,
180 boom. Feet. Through hallways. Not a straight shot. A straight shot, easy. Right. But, like, through hallways, impossible.
Like, I'm running on walls, but he's the Flash right now.
His underwear has just completely burned off. It's a giant burning hole.
Remember, it's dragon scales. Remember, it's dragon scales. Underwear.
That's right.
It's
right,
canon. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The entire front of his clothing are completely burned off.
Just red hot ass right now.
Okay. So, here's a question. Mm. Did you guys leave the door open behind you when you came in?
Oh,
the
Bob!
Didn't we drop someone off here?
Okay, it is a question of whether or not like you're talking about the door to the tavern,
to the inn. Yeah,
correct. Yes. Yeah.
I think that is a. I feel like it zipped.
I
say 50%.
Yeah.
Yep.
We definitely didn't say we did, but we
that's
also
correct.
Right. Yeah. But
it wouldn't be out of the question. So.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Right. So who wants to roll it? Tim, you want to roll it?
I feel like I should roll it. I'm sick to my stomach. I don't know why.
I've been ice cold. It's not going to be me.
I've been hot and cold.
Because there's not much of a door closer. Sick.
I didn't close it.
All right, it's open.
All right. He is going to...
Oh, we just give Dimension Door. That little prick. no way.
So...
No
you
freaking
can see,
way.
You can see he goes to cast a spell, and all of a sudden, in front of you guys, he just goes, whoop, and he disappears.
He stole my Fucker. Trick, the bastard.
I'll see you guys next time.
But I can...
Oh. God, that's such a fucking...
That's awful. It's just 50%
Jake,
chance.
Awful now. I feel
sick. Come on.
I have gotten out of so many bad situations in our 5e game with Dimension Door on my wizard. It's just, after you get to a certain level in Wizard in 5e, it's like, I'm playing the game with Game Shark.
Yeah.
We need to get Attack of Opportunity. One of us needs to get Attack of Opportunity.
It's a champion.
And then I will
actually, all three of you can get it.
Yeah, that's right.